The World This Week, Politics.
More American colleges were swept up in pro-Palestinian student demonstrations. Pro- and anti-Israel students clashed violently at the University of California, Los Angeles. Jewish students said earlier that they had been turned away from the campus by protesters. Hundreds of arrests were made across the country, including at the University of Texas in Austin and at Columbia, where students had occupied a building. The University of Florida said agitators who disrupted college life would be banished. Many students have tried to set up tent encampments. At the Sorbonne in Paris, police moved swiftly to stop a copycat camp from being set up. Donald Trump was fined $9,000 for breaking the terms of a gag order by making public statements on social media about the witnesses and jury at his hush money trial. The judge threatened to jail Mr. Trump if he persisted in attacking the trial's participants. Arizona's legislature repealed a law from 1864 that banned abortion, thus nullifying a decision by the state's Supreme Court to outlaw the procedure based on the law. Two Republican senators joined Democrats in overturning the ban. Following Congress's approval of a $61 billion military aid package for Ukraine, the Pentagon announced that it would provide the country with $6 billion so that it can buy weapons directly from American defense companies. Around $1 billion has also been dispensed to buy anti-aircraft missiles and other hardware. Meanwhile, Volodymyr Zelensky urged Ukraine's allies to speed up their delivery of military aid. The Ukrainian president warned that Russia was using the delay in replenishing arms to press its advantage. Oleksandr Syrsky, Ukraine's commander-in-chief, said his troops had been pushed back by Russian forces on the Eastern Front and that the situation had worsened. Police in Georgia fired water cannon and tear gas at protesters who were demonstrating against a new law that requires NGOs and media groups that obtain at least 20% of their funding from abroad to register as foreign agents. The legislation, which is making its way through Parliament, has been dubbed the Russia Law by its critics. Bidzina Ivanishvili, the influential founder of the ruling Georgian Dream Party, lashed out at the West, claiming foreigners were trying to influence domestic politics. Pedro Sanchez, the socialist prime minister of Spain, decided not to resign. He had raised the possibility of quitting his job amid allegations of corruption against his wife. But Madrid's public prosecutor has said there is no evidence to back the claims. The American State Department said that five units in the Israel Defense Forces had committed gross violations of human rights. All the incidents are believed to have taken place in the West Bank and Jerusalem and occurred before the current war in Gaza. Israel had taken action in four units. It said it would supply additional information on the fifth. America will continue to supply the units with military assistance. The International Court of Justice ruled against issuing emergency orders to stop Germany selling arms to Israel in a case brought by Nicaragua. A final ruling may take years. A law was passed in Iraq that criminalizes same-sex relationships, carrying a penalty of 10 to 15 years in jail. Iraqi politicians have been highly critical of gay rights in recent years. Concerns increased over the risk of large-scale massacres among the roughly 2 million people in El Fasher, the capital of Sudan's North Darfur region. The city is under attack by the Rapid Support Forces, a rebel paramilitary group that emerged from the genocidal Janjaweed militia. Meanwhile, aid agencies warned of the risk of famine in Sudan. Burkina Faso banned several foreign media outlets after they reported allegations made by Human Rights Watch, an international NGO, that the country's army massacred 223 people. Separately, more than 120 people have been killed in floods in Kenya, including 40 who died when a dam burst, The region has been buffeted by unusually heavy rains. In Haiti, the new transitional council named Edgar Leblanc Fils, a former president of the Senate, as its leader. The council now runs the country following the formal resignation of Ariel Henry as prime minister. Fritz Bélisaire, a former youth minister, now holds that job. The council's priority is to restore security in Haiti after months of de facto control by criminal gangs. A state of emergency was declared in five provinces in Ecuador amid a spate of violence that the government blames on drug gangs. A nationwide state of emergency had only just ended. Markets rallied in Argentina after the lower house of Congress approved a package of reforms put forward by the president, Javier Milei. The bill has been watered down from Mr. Milei's original proposals, but would still allow the government to privatise public bodies and cut red tape. It now goes to the Senate, where it faces stiffer opposition. The security forces in India killed 10 Maoists in a gun battle in the central state of Chhattisgarh. It was the second clash within 2 weeks and comes as voting continues in the country's general election. The earlier skirmish saw 29 rebels killed. After an election in the Solomon Islands that produced no clear winner, Manase Sogavare decided to stand down as prime minister. Mr. Sogavare forged closer ties with China, which included the arrival of Chinese police in the Pacific Islands country in 2022. Jeremiah Manele, who is also pro-China, was selected by Parliament to replace him. Tensions rose between Britain and Ireland over illegal migrants amid a surge of crossings from Northern Ireland to the Irish Republic, a member of the EU. Irish politicians are debating an emergency law to send the migrants back to the UK, but Rishi Sunak, the British Prime Minister, says his government won't take them because the EU doesn't accept migrant returns from Britain to France. Humza Yousaf resigned as First Minister of Scotland after a backlash to his decision to end his Scottish National Party's coalition with the Green Party. John Swinney, a former party leader, was the first to throw his hat into the ring to succeed Mr. Yousaf. The SNP is expected to lose ground to Labour at the forthcoming general election.